the coaster was actually the first thing we got in because everything had to be fitting around the coaster. The coaster is actually 40 feet long.
And to get this right, to get it looking the way it's supposed to look, I guess they had plenty of pictures to work from. How did they get it to look like the actual Coney Island looked?
Coney Island actually published a book a couple years ago with a few pictures in it that the owner had used to kind of say, hey, let's start doing this. As he researched it more and more, he actually went to Vic Nolting, who's the president of Coney Island, and they had a meeting, and Coney Island said, hey, we'd love to help you out. You know, we're on board with the whole thing. We'd love to be a partner with it. So they had a lot of photos and artifacts and interesting things.
As we look across Coney Island, of course, they couldn't duplicate everything because there was so much of it, but a lot of it's there. For example, I call them the cable car rides that would go across the high above the Midway. I certainly remember that from my childhood, and there it is.
Yeah, sky rides were very, very popular for a while, and I think because mostly of mechanical and technical reasons, most parts have taken them out. Kings Island was actually designed by the people that ran Coney Island at the time of Kings Island, and if you remember, they had a sky ride for a while. And the Grand Carousel that you can see in our display, which has a lot of beautiful details on the horses, that Grand Carousel moved to Kings Island when Kings Island opened.
Now you have Lake Como, and you have the cars that you could drive around, little motorized cars, around on a road around Lake Como. And one thing that strikes me is the signs, very 1960s style signs for the Cuddle Up and the Dodge'em rides.
Yeah, and it's interesting, again, if you looked at the books, of course, a lot of the pictures were black and white. So it was people's memories or the occasional actual color photo that you could find. But they tried to make everything as accurate as possible.
Of course, Coney Island had several roller coasters, and the big one was the Shooting Star. There it is in the background.
Yep, and it actually, it's very simple. It runs like a real roller coaster. There's a chain which pulls it up the hill at the front, and the rest of it is gravity driven.
Now, there's one thing for me, anyway, that's missing that I'm sorry, I guess you didn't have room to put it in there, and that's the Lost River ride, where you go in the tunnels and go up the top, and then you go seem to go almost straight down into some water.
Well, actually, the Lost River was taken out yesterday because it broke.
Oh.
Your listeners can't see this, but next to the rockets in that spot right there in front of the Ferris wheel, that's where the Lost River was until yesterday.
Oh, darn. I'd like to see that.
it's really interesting looking. Obviously, there's no running water in it because it's hard to contain the water, but they came up with a way to make it so that it actually went up. So there is a Lost River ride going to be. You have to come back.
It'll be back. Okay. The model of Coney Island also includes the Tumble Bug, Moonlight Gardens, and the iconic automobile entrance, which still greets visitors on Kellogg Avenue. Many of the structures and signs light up, and several of the scale model rides, including the Ferris wheel and the Shooting Star, can be started in motion at the push of a button. With a postcard from Entertainment Junction in Westchester, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.